Blog Talk Radio.
Stand up. Drop your feet right now. This is dedication. That's celebration. For my man, Tony. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. King Erner, Black Honor, being worthy. Big a point guard. One on one or one on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter scored 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I guess we live. That was a Black Mamba rendition. You're going to kill me because I forgot his name. The person that wrote the song, I forgot his name. It'll come back to me later, but that's Kobe, Black Mamba. That's, excuse me, that's one of our introduction songs. I'm the host for the evening, Jay Sean. I got some my co-host was supposed to be my nephew, and he came down with a sudden illness. So, unfortunately, we'll be praying for him and hoping that he gets better, and he'll be back with us next week, God willing. So Dre's in the cut somewhere. He's supposed to help me tonight a little bit. And my man Juan said he was going to come through. Anybody can come through. Anybody want to talk sports, just press 1. This is a new show. This is the first day of the new show. I used to do a sport podcast last year on Sunday mornings, but something else came up. It got to be too much for me doing it all by myself. So now I'm trying to do this with his help. Wait, let me see. We got somebody in here. One second. 2504.
That's Juan.
Hey, what's good, Juan? You came, thought you wasn't going to show up.
Nah, man. Hey,
what's
I can't
going
leave
on with you?
Hey, man, listen, I'm living life in a special way, man, and I hope God's blessing is upon you as the same.
I told Sincere, I said, because you know he's sick. He was he wasn't feeling too good. And I told him, I said, it's all right, I got my man Juan coming through. He said, oh, that he cool as hell. That's my man from 3-1. He cool. He good.
Sir.
He good.
Yeah, man.
I said, yeah, he said he's going to come through.
That's family, man. That's family right there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To me.
Well,
you know.
I'm happy you came through, man. You know what I mean? Because, like, this is the first show. And
okay.
I love sports.
Yeah.
The only thing is about it is that when you try to get a following behind sports, you get more haters. I don't know about everybody else. I'm talking about me. I don't know about other. You get when you're trying to talk about sports, you get more haters than you get people that be on your side. Because I mean, you know how it is when you're in grammar school and you're arguing about Joe Montana and who throw better.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes sport arguments can get heated.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So
yeah,
most of the time.
That's like religious arguments. Everything to that point can get heated, man. Like, yo, that is intended people. So, yeah, I can dig what you're saying.
Yeah. And even though, and it's like always, oh, I know more than you, and you know more than me, and I know more than you, whatever, whatever. But I know handicappers, that people who I've been following, you know, professional handicappers that pick games every day and charge you for picks, you know, supposed to be winners. And I know one guy specifically that I've been following for maybe 5 years, and he not right every day either. And he lives in Maui in Hawaii. He lives in Maui all the way in Hawaii, and I follow him every day for 5 years, and he almost never right. So that's the thing I wanted to say. Like, people got to give you a break. They got to give you a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
No, you got to be rational about everything that you do. You have to have reasoning. Don't go by the feeling. You got to go by reasoning more than anything. If you go by the feeling, oh, I feel that the Lions is going to upset the Kansas City this weekend. But guess what? You're falling victim to your feelings until being rational. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. We got another call on 6921.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How you doing?
I just heard about your show about an hour ago, so I thought I'd call in. And happy opening day of football, of course.
Okay, all right. Well, we're here to talk football.
That's right. Welcome to Jay's show. Welcome. We honor, respect that people's personal opinions or, you know, which way they're looking at the football season this year. So welcome.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I'll say one thing. I do think that, you know, it's going to be a competitive game tomorrow between the Chiefs and the Lions, contrary to most people believe. But I still think that, you know, the 49ers are going to have a slight edge. I mean, Detroit's come around, but, you know, it's going to be a tough test game against, you know, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, let's be real here.
Yeah. It's a lot of noise being made about Detroit, a lot of noise. But,
yeah.
I mean, you can't go against Kansas City right now. You just can't.
No.
Yeah, because the truth is that people denied them last year. Like, even Bart Scott, you know, NFL player, he's 2 years early. He said that they wasn't even going to make the playoffs. Come on. Like, yo, you can't go off of certain people's opinion who don't know
right. What
that team is doing. That's my comment on that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I will give this one. I mean, Detroit did surprise a lot of people last year, no question. You know, anything, come on, it's the Lions. What are they going to do? But another 5-12 season or whatever? Come on, they're not going to do much of anything. But, you know, much to our surprise, they really came on strong last year. I mean, it's been their best season since the end of the dinosaur era, almost.
Which is true.
I think they're going to be better, though. I think they're going to be better than they was last year, but
well,
I just don't know.
if Aaron Rodgers is out their division, then yes, they should be better.
Yeah.
That's like
maybe.
You know, I ain't say nothing about the Jets yet. I know where you want to go. I didn't go there yet. I, this is your show's off. I'm just leading to the point where Aaron Rodgers is out that division. So guess what?
Everybody in that division should take another step. Look. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, diehard since 72. The Jets, they looking real good. The Jets are looking real good.
Yeah,
let
but
me tell
we gotta
you
see if,
they,
you know,
they,
one, if, you know, Rodgers gets hurt, which, you know, at his age is really easy to do. And number two, of course, I don't trust our backup for anything because he's an accident waiting to happen.
They got a crazy front four, though. They front four. I'm going to tell you something. That, and I've been doing a lot of research on it because, you know, like I'm from the old school. And say, like, if I ask, Juan, what's the best defense that you ever thought is the best defense in, that you ever seen in your time?
Oh, that's the 85 Bears. That's easy. That's easy.
Okay, that's my pick too. Two shutout games,
a shutout game in the playoffs. You can't get no better than that. They want our straight team.
Caller, what was your best defense you ever saw?
Best defense I ever saw?
His name. Yeah, the best defense you ever.
I can go back quite a long way. I mean, of course, well, I'll speak from my home state. I mean, the Giants had a good defense back in the Super Bowl era when they were in the early 90s and whatnot. So that was a good defense, and so was the San Francisco 49ers. I've been around a while, though. It's, you know, this is nothing new to me. I'm not as young as I look or sound.
Okay.
I don't think none of us are.
That's right. My age would surprise you.
You sound young, though.
I'm going to tell you like this. Jay is my OG because he's been around the block twice before me. So guess what? And if I sound old to you, then guess what? Jay has been around.
I'm 59 years old.
Okay,
you got me beat. I'm only 53.
He don't look a day over 50. I've been on the blog talk circuit now for 7 years.
Okay. You heard me say this. You heard me say the 72, the 72 Dolphins. So you know that was a long time ago. But
yes, sir.
I was only a toddler then.
Yeah, but Juan.
Yes, sir.
You remember you said the 85. You mean the 85 Bears, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah,
I remember.
You know the only team to beat the Bears that year, right?
Yep.
It was the Miami.
Don't start with me.
Don't start with the trivia because I already know, man. I'm here for it. I would not call into your show unprepared. I would not disrespect you or your callers and your viewers if I didn't come here prepared. Okay.
But look. Let's. One thing I wanted to talk about first. I wanted to really touch on this. Jackson State versus TCU. I mean, we gotta take our hats off to Deion Sanders. I mean, not Jackson State, Colorado. We gotta take our hats off to Colorado for the way they came in and beat TCU. Do you know they was The odds was minus 20 or 21.
Yeah, 19-20 points underdog. Yes, sir. I see the odds.
So look, I wanted to play something real fast. Let me check out the sound on this. One second. Yeah. It's supposed to be Deion Sanders.
Wonderful game. Wonderful beginning. Intriguing. Passionate. Purposeful. There's all of that. We had some guys that singled themselves out with their playing and their playing ability. A lot of guys you doubt it. One of them from HBCU. I think he had 510 yards passing in a Power 5 football game. And he happened to be my son. And I'm proud of him tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, mm-hmm. we had some letdowns, but the guys came and made the plays when they needed. I think we broke a record. Everything we do seems like a record. Four receivers with 100 yards. We didn't run the ball greatly, but we threw the heck out
wow.
of the football. Savion,
that's great.
Back played a great game. All the guys contributed, Dylan as well as Hankerson.
I just wanted to play a little bit of that. You believe Deion Sanders' son had 510 yards passing?
Yes.
510
yes.
yards. You
hey,
know, a
Jay,
lot of people were talking bad about him.
Jay, let me interject that with my opinion on it. Listen. They didn't
yeah.
want to see him succeed. It's obvious. I'm sorry. It's obvious, Jay. They didn't want to see that man succeed because guess what? If he succeeds on this level, he's going to be a top-rated recruiter for everybody, and he's going to steal players. So these old NCAA writers looked at this as like, this can't be true. We have to discredit this because if he gets to that point where he recruits, like, come on, I have a son 11 years old.
Yeah.
And if Deion Sanders walks in my living room recruiting my son, I don't care if he's Nick Saban or any other recruiter.
Right.
You have too much competition because of his aura, who he is. Deion Primetime. That's why I wanted to say, Jay. Go ahead. Jay, tell
yeah.
me what you think.
Yeah. That was shocking. The only thing now we have to see is, you know, if we can continue it. I hope so. You know, they play in Nebraska this week, so we'll see if they continue that. So I'm a Miami Dolphins fan and you a Jets fan and what and you a Giants fan, you said, sir? What you said, you was a Giants fan?
No. I was explaining the Giants' defense. I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan myself. My family is a Giants
Cowboys
fan. Except
okay.
my brother,
yeah,
because he's
you
a
Cowboys
my
fan.
My brother's a Bears fan. He remembers that 85 team.
I'm going to the Cowboys-Jets game. I'm picking my father. He's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm picking the Cowboys-Jets for the first time. And, yeah, I'm going to send Jay the pictures so he can post them. And a couple of videos in 2 weeks. That matchup is an extreme matchup because of how they play each other. Now I'm gonna tell you, it's 6-1. That's all I'm gonna say to you. 6-1.
Yeah.
The Jets.
The
has
Giants.
Won.
I mean, did you see the Jets' first six games?
Oh man,
the Jets got a tough schedule, man.
It's brutal. This test is brutal. But I think everybody who started off with their opponent is going to be a divisional rival. I believe that it's going to be brutal for everybody. It's just how you're going to look after the first 7 to 8 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first six.
Yes.
You're right. Miami got a tough schedule. Patriots, everybody got a tough schedule
well,
the first
Patriots
six games.
Team that they once were, you know.
Right.
And they
no,
and
not
I
at all.
Jay, they usually use that game for later on in the season. The Miami Dolphins versus New England Patriots. They usually use that as the last game of the season. You know, I remember that game where y'all upset at them, you know, at the last game of the season with a run back. And it was just like, when teams know each other, like divisional rivals, if you're not prepared by the end of the season, then guess what? You can lose games.
How about
mid-season? Mid-season, teams be on the roll. They try to keep rolling on.
Well, yeah, the thing is, though, if you get high mid-season, you look like a shoo-in. If you're struggling towards mid-season, say week 7 or 8, and you're like 2-4, whatever, 2-5, you're in a heap of trouble.
That's true. But guess what? The Jets, you know, last year, we were 7-4 mid-season. We lost 6 in a row.
What injury happened?
No, not injury. That you could say quarterback injury, but you also said quarterbacks didn't live up to, you know, their hype, you know. And that's disheartening. Like, yo, because the season is longer, injuries, being injured is prone. And if injuries happen, guess what? You're doomed, especially at key points of positions, the positions of quarterback. If somebody's injured, what you gonna do? Like, you know, I'm gonna yield to Jay about this. If Tua is injured mid-season, what do Miami do?
The same thing they did last year. Nothing. unless Mike White could
bring him back.
Be the next Earl Morrow. Then nothing at all. So, I mean, everything. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Injuries is gonna determine a lot of people's seasons this year. A lot of people are dependent on certain players. Just like with the Jets, if Aaron Rodgers go down, they're in trouble. Look at the 49ers. Purdy, quarterback, and I think.
I call the 49ers troubles for the last couple of years the curse of Kaepernick. It's called the curse of Kaepernick. How do you get 4 quarterbacks to go down in one season? It's unheard of. I call it the curse of Kaepernick. They didn't pick up Kaepernick options. And guess what? From there, for 3 seasons in a row, I think we had 4 seasons in a row, their quarterbacks went down. I didn't say their offensive tackle went down. I didn't say their defensive tackle or their cornerback went down. Their quarterback went down. That's the curse of Cap to me. I don't know what other people look at. It's okay, let's compare it to baseball. Baseball, Red Sox traded away Babe Ruth back in 1929, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Somewhere around there.
That's right. So, 1918. Okay, excuse me.
Yeah.
So guess what? They haven't gotten to where they're supposed to be because they traded the best player in baseball at the time. Wow. So for them not to pick up cap quarterback option and then put it out there, oh, he's a bad guy. He's locker room trouble. And guess what? You get 4 quarterbacks, 4, go down in one season, and you are on the playoff hunt. That just shows a curse. I believe San Francisco is cursed. That's my view. I'm sorry. Who is the Jets' backup quarterback
this year? Who the Jets' backup?
No. We're bringing back Zach Wilson, and a reinvigorated Zach Wilson who's learning behind his idol. So he's not Zach Wilson of last year. He's learning from the best of the best. Yep. So that's the way I look at it. If he's learning from Aaron Rodgers, I have no worries right now because he's learning from the best of the best. And one thing about they told us about Aaron Rodgers, oh, he's not a good leader. He's not a good teacher. He don't want to be involved with the young guys. If you watch Hard Knocks, we got Jets 24/7. He has been more of a tutor, coach, than anything to Zach Wilson. I'm just letting you know, Zach Wilson got the talent. Aaron Rodgers give him the confidence. I will be, if midseason Aaron Rodgers go down, I still believe that the Jets can make the playoffs. I really do. What you think, Jay?
Oh, no, they're going to make the playoffs. The Jets, they're going to make the playoffs. I just hope they don't beat my Miami out for the wild. I just hope they don't beat Miami out for the wild card. Because, you know, I know everybody knows the Bills gonna win the division. That's a fact.
Oh, my God, Jay.
I can't believe you said
that. Jay, come on. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, the Bills are going to win the division. Know why the Bills are going to win the division? The Bills are going to win the division. The Bills are going to win the division. I already know it. I don't like to say it, but Tua he's too injury prone. They taught him how to fall without landing on his head, and he took up jiu-jitsu and all that to break falls. But I don't think that's just like somebody a street fighter and a professional fighter. Like you never know until you get in there. I believe once those big defensive ends and linebackers start chasing him, and I just believe he gonna be hurt for the probably midseason.
Okay.
I just feel it. I don't want him to, because that's my team. I just got that feeling.
Okay.
But I think Bills is going to – I'll tell you the truth. My Super Bowl, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, so I'm supposed to say Miami Dolphins is going to go to the Super Bowl, but I bet with my pocket instead of my heart.
That's right.
Come
on, Jay. Come on, Jay. I bet with my pocket.
So
that's right.
I would say, my Super Bowl prediction for this year would be the Buffalo Bills from the American League. And I don't know. I just think the Saints is going to sneak up in this. The Saints, just something about the Saints. They got a good defense. And you got to watch out for them Saints, man. What's your Super Bowl prediction? What two teams, Juan?
Oh, you asked me. All right. Listen.
Yes.
If history serves itself properly, and it always does, a team could get to a Super Bowl, lose in the championship game, and keep falling. Teams don't usually rise after they start falling. So I'm specifically talking about the Bengals first. The Bills, they never got there. They never got to the top. So they're going to keep falling because guess what? They lost their defensive coordinator. They lost their linebacker core. I think they're going to keep falling. And they have a brand new secondary. Their secondary is young. They're brand new. So I can't give Bills the AFC East division. I just can't. They have to start proving themselves.
You're giving it to the Jets.
But if you want my Super Bowl picks, it's what I've been saying all year. It's going to be the Jets. Yes. Why for the Jets? I'm going to give you my reasoning. I'm not going to give you as a fan. It's reasoning. The reason is a new offense that nobody ever seen before in the division. You never seen this offense. Just got better. That's all. That's the reason. So you tell me
your defense is the best. I think they might be a number. I think the defense was like number four last year, number five. The Jets, right? The defense is going to be unstoppable. I mean, nobody going to be able to do anything with the Jets' defense. They really got a good defense.
And we can run the ball because, you know, who our newly acquired running back with Breece Hall, and our newly acquired All-Pro running back. I ain't going to say his name. I'm not going to do that to y'all. But right now, I'm just going to say that's going to squeak out with the AFC because you know the squad is lined up. I think the weakest part of that team
all
is
right,
the offensive
Jets, line. The Jets and who?
San Fran.
49ers,
I believe San Fran.
You just put the curse on them.
Yes, but guess what? The curse is to win the Super Bowl. The curse ain't to get to the Super Bowl. The curse was to win it.
Okay, well, that's the same thing I can say about Buffalo. They can get to the Super Bowl,
They can get there. I'm trying to tell you, they can get there. But to win that big game, I don't see it. I just don't see it. Why? Because they don't know. You know, so
what's the other caller's name? What's your name? I didn't get your name.
I'm sorry, it's Lou. I've been a regular of Block Talk for the last 7 years now, and I actually have my own show.
All right.
No, not
what's up, Will?
You a what?
I have my own show, but on another service.
Okay.
I've been here. I've been a member of Block Talk for a very long time.
You got to inform us of your old show.
You got to tell me what it is so I can tune in. You got to let me know what it is.
However, it is not on Blog Talk, so don't go looking for it there. Number one.
Okay.
Number two. Where are you actually located? So I know what to go by.
I'm in Paterson, New Jersey.
I'm
in Mobile, Alabama.
The show is Saturdays, 4 to 6 for New Jersey, 3 to 5 for Alabama. That's how I go by the time zone. It's called the Enhanced Sports Show. We cover almost everything in the world of sports, give or take maybe mud wrestling. It's a toll-free number. It's a family-style show, so we can't say, the F-bomb or anything of that nature.
Yes,
you know, the 7:30 words you can't say on TV. It is a toll-free number. The number is 512-543-4662, and you know we're going to be talking football this weekend. We take college from pro football predictions. We'll look at Thursday night's game, see what went right and what went wrong. I'm not going to say for
who. Wait a minute. Say the number again.
512-543-4662.
Okay. 6-2. 6-2, okay.
6-2, okay.
Yeah.
I will be looking to patronize this show like I do Jay's show all the time. Sometimes I can't call it, but guess what? I will listen. I'm also available on YouTube, fellas.
I'm also available on YouTube. All you gotta do is go to YouTube and type in the title of the show that I just mentioned to you, and you'll see the show up in its entirety as well as past shows from the past several weeks.
That sounds great.
What's the name you type in on YouTube?
First go to YouTube and then type in the Enhanced Sports Show. But type in it exactly as I say, otherwise it's not gonna happen.
Okay.
You gotta spell that for me. What is it?
Okay, I'll spell it for you, and it goes like this. Because I have this all typed up here. All right, okay. E N H A N
Z E D V E D V N H A N V E D.
That's it.
That's a curse attack. There's no curse attack.
That's why.
The quarter of one
first. Okay.
Hear it up.
So, I got that one. So what is your Super Bowl prediction, Lou?
Okay, well, I know you guys think I'm going to be crazy for this, but I'm going to say the Bills and the 49ers.
Okay.
Oh, the Bills and the 49ers.
If Brock stays in this game this year, and if, well, because they also got one of their top players back, namely Nick Bosa, if they can stay in the game, I think it's going to be a run.
Now,
plus, they won the last year against Philadelphia.
All right. My question is, the Jets open up to the Buffalo Bills first week in New York, all right? In New York, the Jets beat the first week. How do you feel about your prediction?
Well, I don't think they're going to beat the Bills the first week. I mean, Buffalo has a strong defense. I mean, they're getting all their players back. Jets will have a good season. Don't get me wrong. I mean, because, you know, Miami is not what they used to be, and the Patriots are, you know, back to where they were pre-Tom Brady. So we can rule them out. It's got to be a two-way race in the AFC East, but I think Buffalo will have the edge, and the Jets have to sell for a wild card.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey,
yeah.
Listen. It's been fun. I'm happy to be on with you, Jay, at your show. Listen, man, I would like to call in, you know, in the future, but guess what? My time is limited right now, but guess what, fellas? It's been a blast. And anytime, Jay, I would love to come on, talk sports with you in the football or whatever sport that is going on. Yeah. And I appreciate you having me on.
A-Juan.
Yes, sir.
You got to give me your what's your definite pick for Sunday.
Oh, for what? By three picks.
Any game.
All right. So just one you would like? That's
you can
like
get one or two. You can make a parlay, one pick, a two pick, a four pick, whatever.
Okay. So I've been searching and looking at everything that I've seen. And from what I've been seeing, it's a tough week one. I'm going to tell you like that, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe because of KC being out a little bit, I'm going to go with Detroit with the points. I'm going to take the points
and
go to KC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm going to Detroit. I'm taking the points.
I'm going against you on that one. I'm sure you are.
You're a Dolphins fan, so I'm sure of that. That is nothing new. You know, I also like Baltimore, but I'm giving the 10 points with the Baltimore, you know. And my third pick is easy to me because Cincinnati always starts slow, and Cleveland been so quiet. And I like it. Cleveland's at home, you know, plus 2.5. I think they can squeak it out with a field goal. That's my three. So let's clear it up.
That's Detroit.
That's Detroit.
I'm taking Detroit with the point.
You know, that's
decent. I think Baltimore.
Yes, I'm giving you the points for Baltimore. I think they're going to come out on fire. And I'm going to tell you, Cleveland is covered because, you know, I feel like this. Cincinnati starts slow when their quarterback is not playing all camp. And Burrow haven't been playing all camp. And I think that they're going to start off slow. That's just my prediction because, listen, history repeats itself. Cincinnati started off slow last year and the year before. I think what happened with Burrow, he had a lacerated pelvis or something like that. And they started off slow in the beginning of the season, and then he had a knee injury the year before, and they started off slow. I don't think Burrow is going to be in rhythm. And that's my truth of my three picks. Me picking up my picks is this. I put $100 for three picks every week. That is me. And I take my three picks seriously. and my three picks is off the dome, okay? Off of research and everything I've seen. I like history.
I like that, though. I like that. But I'm going against you on I like Kansas City laying the 6.5.
Yeah.
I like the Bengals. Joe Burrow, because I know this,
yeah.
Everybody, Deshaun Watson, but we don't know what he's gonna do yet.
No, it's not about Deshaun Watson. It's more about Cincinnati start off slow at the beginning of the season. Just look at the history. That's all I'm saying. It's not about Deshaun Watson. The history is Cincinnati starts off 0-2 every year that Joe Burrow was hurt during camp. That's history.
Yeah.
Why would I go against history? 0-2 for the last 2 years. Why? Joe Burrow is hampering a knee injury, a hypothetic knee injury. So guess what? Things happen. Things happen like history. Like you don't have the same connection with your receivers and your offensive line like you're supposed to, because guess what? You've been injured. You haven't picked snaps or reps. I'm just going by history. And hopefully I'll call in next week and I'll tell you about my history, about this. You know,
that's why I wrote it down, right? I wrote it down.
I knew you was doing something. I knew you wasn't being quiet just to being quiet. I knew, Jay, OG, I knew you was doing something. You wasn't just being quiet just to be quiet. Hey, man, like I said, Patterson legend, man. Jay, I'll ask you later. Y'all fellas be good, okay?
Okay, yo, I'll be in touch. I'll hit you in your inbox.
All right, man. Stay in touch with me, all right?
All right. All right. Okay. All right. That's my man Juan from Patterson, living in Alabama. I think he said now. Way down in Alabama, but I think Lou hung up too. The other guy hung up too. He must have thought the show was over. But anyway, let me take a quick break. That was a good first segment of the show. Let me see if I can find this song I'm looking for. That was a damn Jets fan and a Dallas fan called in. Okay, I'm gonna play this quick song and we're gonna be right back. I'm gonna give you my parlays for Sunday, my short win. I got one definite and I got a 2-pick and a 4-pick. Sunday. We'll be right back with the Small Time Hustlers Sports Podcast. Welcome back to the small time hustlers sports podcast. I almost forgot the name of my own podcast. We got so many podcasts over here. We got a caller I wanted to bring in real quick. Nephew O, what's going on?
Man, what up with you, man?
None. You know, football. You know, we just had a some serious call. We had a Dallas fan in here and a Jets fan in here a few minutes ago. But what's your team?
Man, Big Blue all day,
what's
every day. You heard me?
Giants?
All day.
Well, they got a tough game for their first game against the Cowboys. That's a tough game.
Man, we ain't worried about it.
Huh?
You know. I said, we're not worried about it.
You're not worried about it?
We made it tough, man. We already know what time it is.
So, okay. All right.
All right.
What
you got on it, huh? What you want to put on it? You want to put 100 on it?
Nah. I don't know nothing. I can't bet on the Cowboys and the Giants at all. I'm putting all my money on Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins all the way. Earlier we talked about Colorado with Deion Sanders. I wanted to talk to that out the way. We talked about our Super Bowl predictions for the year. What's your Super Bowl? Two teams you predict to go to the Super Bowl?
Of course, the New York Giants. I think we'll come back and win it in the wild card this year. And on the AFC, huh? I think it's going to boil down between AFC. Shit, I'm gonna put my money on Kansas City and or Baltimore Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to shock the world a little bit this year.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't say the Bills. Everybody talking about the Bills, the Bills,
man,
the Bills,
they say
the Bills.
They say that crap every year, and they ain't winning yet. They still up there in upstate getting snowed and not winning nothing. Get to the big show.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Just like Miami.
Baltimore,
just like the Cowboys.
The Baltimore is my sleeper team, too. They my sleeper team. Like, Baltimore, I think they're going to come around. They're going to play some good football. Yo, Dre, you on?
Dre, missing in the wind. Where's Dre at?
Yeah. I have a comment real quick.
What's that?
Going back to the gentleman was talking about earlier regarding what NFL team they're making to the Super Bowl. One of the guys kept talking about previous years and what always happens and things like that. I was happy he said that because if you take notice, every time a quarterback is let go by a team, because the team is either looking for a younger quarterback or they feel like that quarterback that they have is running out of can't do it no more. The quarterback always goes to another team and wins the Super Bowl the next year. So what he's saying,
I think
Aaron Rodgers has a little bit more pressure this year than any other quarterback because of the fact that Manning left Indianapolis, went to Denver, won the championship. Tom Brady left New England, went to Tampa Bay, won the championship. And now he has the bad man himself, Aaron Badman Rodgers in New York, with the number 4 defense in the NFL for last year.
Yeah, the Jets gonna make some noise. I'm telling you that the Jets might. I don't like the Jets, so I don't talk good about them. I don't like them, even though it's a home team. I know it's a home team. I don't like the Jets because you know they're in Miami Dolphins division. But quiet is kept. The Jets might squeak in. Well, it's gonna be between Miami and the Jets for the wild card. And I think that if the Jets could get in and everybody healthy and Aaron Rodgers stay healthy and don't get hurt, I think they could go far. At least they can go to the championship game. And if they make it there, anything is possible. You know, if they make it to the championship game, definitely. Now, you like the Giants? I don't really know about the offensive line. I know they spent a lot of money on a couple of players, and I know they still got Saquon Barkley, but I don't know how happy he is with that contract he got. So we'll find out this year if he want to win a Super Bowl or he just. You know, he's just playing the year out. We'll see. Because the Giants did him dirty. They turn around and give him, what they give him, $6 million or something like that, $10 million. They gave Saquon Barkley. And then they turn around the next day and gave an offensive lineman like $90 million. Like, we human. You know, I don't care what nobody say. You human. Like, that got to hurt a little bit. You know, and then the bad thing is they want to give you the ball and they want to expect you to run the ball 30 to 40 times a game. Yeah, that's a little bit hard to do. So, you know, the NFL, they don't really value running backs anymore. I don't know when that changed, but it's like running backs are expendable now. They really don't take them serious. But if Saquon Barkley – got some motorcycles here. If Saquon Barkley plays like I know he could play and he stay healthy, the Giants gonna make some noise this year. But we'll just have to wait and see. I want to see that first game against the Cowboys. I really want to see that game. But you made a good point, Dre, about the quarterbacks that leave and go to another team. They always come back the next year and go to the Super Bowl, like you said. That's you know, history repeats itself.
Well, but it ain't repeat much with Miami, obviously.
Well, Miami, they ain't got nobody. They didn't we didn't get nobody quarterback. We got two of them.
Damn, huh? Y'all still living off undefeated
the season. We got Tua. I told you Tua could stay healthy. The sky's the limit for Miami Dolphins. I mean, look. The wide receiver core speaks for itself. We got to have the best tag team and wide receivers with Tyreek Hill and Waddle.
But why would you want to even put yourself through that, man? We got plenty of room for you, man. Well, we ain't got many spots left. We done converted a lot of them Cowboys fans and stuff, so we got a couple more spots. You can come on over, man. I got a Giants jersey queued up for you. What color you want?
That'll never happen. That'll never happen in this lifestyle. never see me in the blue. If Miami don't make the playoffs and the Giants do, then I'll root for them. That'd be the only way I root for
Miami. But I never
really
had no smoke with Miami, but, you know, y'all came a long way, man. You know, Miami has did some major improvements over the last several years, and I feel like they have a great chance at least getting to the big show, but I think they still have a lot of work to do as far as winning the big show. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Dre, you got a Super Bowl prediction? What two teams you think gonna make it to the Super Bowl?
But you got, I don't know, man. any given Sunday, man. You never know.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
You never know.
Given Sunday, really.
You know, that one bad game can change somebody's career, man. So.
Well,
tomorrow
the season starts with Detroit and Kansas City, and I'll be tuned in. I'm taking Kansas City on that, even though I heard Detroit was supposed to be good this year. And we'll see what happened. But my nephew, who was supposed to be on the show, who got ill, he told me I got to give out his picks that he said for Sunday's game. He wanted the Atlanta Falcons mm-hmm. over Carolina. He wanted the Jaguars over the Colts. He wanted Vikings over the Bucks. He wanted Washington over St. Louis and the Ravens over Texas. So I just wanted to give out his predictions. Me, I want to give out a couple of my predictions for Sunday's game. Like I said, well, Thursday night I'm laying Kansas City. I like Kansas City over Detroit Thursday night, tomorrow night. But Sunday, I like my number one pick for Sunday, my definite winner, I like the Ravens over Texas. And I'm giving Texas. Ravens minus 10. I think Ravens gonna go in there, and I don't think Texas really gonna have an answer for the Ravens defense. I like the Ravens minus 10. I also like Carolina Panthers. I think the Panthers.
Don't sleep on them.
I like the Panthers. They play in Atlanta, and Carolina, you know, they got Bryce Young and Frank Wright, and I know what's Atlanta got that rookie, Bijan Robinson or something like that, but Carolina, like you said, you can't sleep on Carolina. They my sleeper team too. Carolina, that's my sleeper team. And like I said earlier, I like the Bengals over the Bears, the Browns. I like Bengals over the Browns because Joe Burrow going to show up to play. So Deshaun Washington, he the man with the Browns, but I don't really know. You know, he had a long layoff, so he got to shake some of the rust off. I like the Vikings, you know, and they pass happy. Crazy team, you know, with Kirk Cousins, and I like the Saints. I also like the this. I really like the Saints over Tennessee. A serious front seven, and I think they'll be able to contain Derrick Henry, and Ryan Tannehill, my old Miami Dolphins quarterback. Ryan, he had to go over there to shine. And the last game I'm picking is I'm picking the 49ers to win Sunday. 49ers is the East Coast best road team out there, 49ers. And but if I had to pick a three pick, I got to pick a three pick because my man Juan picked one. So I got to pick a three pick for Sunday. If I got to pick a three pick, I'm going to go with Baltimore. I got to write this down. Baltimore minus 10. I'm going to go with the Saints. The Saints to beat Tennessee. I don't know if I'm going to lay any points with that. And my third game would be my third game is going to be – I should be betting on Miami, but I'm not. My third game – I think my third game is going to be – I want to pick an NFC today. The NFC is wide open, I swear. That division is wide open. let me see. Think about this for a minute. I want to say the Bengals.
Yo, I'm gonna have to regroup with y'all, man, because I got a severe case of jet lag.
Jet lag. What's the symptoms of that?
Hey, man. Tired, man. Got to get rest. Got school in the morning.
Oh, okay. All right. The show about over anyway, man. Thanks for calling in, man.
Oh, yeah. Always, brother. I'm always here, huh?
I really appreciate that. I think I'm going to take... Man, this is a tough week, man. This is a tough, tough week. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with my team. I'm going to go with the Dolphins plus 3. I'm going to go with Baltimore minus 10. Miami plus 3. And I think I'm going to take the Saints money line. I'm not going to lay the points on that. That's going to be my 3 pick. And my short pick is the Baltimore Ravens minus 10. All right. So, man, it's been a good show for the first week, a really good show for the first week. Oh, we got one more call. Let's take one more caller before we sign out.
Yeah, hey, Jay Sean, just listening to your show. Good show.
Hey,
I'm learning
how
a lot.
Feeling, Mr. Solution?
Good, good, very good.
It's football time.
Yeah.
I'm
doing fine. Like I say, I was just impressed with you guys' information, so I was just listening. Anyway, I'll just hang out and finish listening. But good show, though.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Yeah, so just like I was saying, I used to do a sports show before, maybe last year, but I stopped. It got to be a little bit too much, so I said, let me come back and try it again. Well, my nephew was supposed to be my co-host, and he fell ill, so he's sending out hope he gets better. But my intentions is to come out here, and just talk about sports, and hear everybody's opinions. And like Mr. Solution just said, you might learn something, There's nothing wrong with sports. A lot of people get addicted to gambling, and you have to take gambling serious. I was supposed to give out, well, in New Jersey, if you got a gambling habit, I think it's 1-800-GAMBLING or something like that. But bet responsibly. If you're a gambler, you have to do it for fun and bet responsibly. Bet with your head and not over it, as they say. And my nephew sent his picks in, and I gave mine, and Juan gave his. I want to thank Juan for coming through. And first-time caller Lou calling. Forgot where he said he was from, but appreciate him calling through, and everybody else on the line. Appreciate you tuning in to my first podcast. Thank Dre for coming through. And everybody that's on the line, I'm trying to make sure I didn't forget anything. I had some more recordings that I was going to play, but I think I'm going to save them. I'm going to have Stephen A. Super Bowl prediction, but we already into 1 hour, so stop while you're ahead. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Listen, football is back. Tomorrow night is the first game with the Detroit Lions, and Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs is sure that it's going to be a hell of a game with the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City. They're coming out to make a statement, and the Detroit Lions, they're going to be trying to everybody try to dethrone the king. So it's like you got somebody trying to protect the crown and somebody trying to take the crown. It's Thursday night football in spotlight. I believe it might be at 8 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern time. Should be about 8 o'clock or 8:30, if I'm not wrong. But, everybody tune in, and then call back in, call back in next week, ready to talk football next Wednesday. Study some games. Come on and give me your picks for the Sunday card. We're going to be doing this every Wednesday. We're going to do this every Wednesday until the end of this month, and then we're going to move to Saturday because it's better, because Saturday is the day before football Sunday. So I think we got about 2 or 3 more weeks to do it here on Wednesday, and then I'm going to move to Saturday evening, or maybe even Saturday afternoon, because I don't know, sports just go better in the daytime. You know, at nighttime, I don't know, it just seems better talking about sports in the afternoon. So with that being said, once again, I want to thank everybody who tuned into my new Small Time Hustler Sports Podcast. And we're going to be doing more around here. You know, we're going to be doing more trivia, giving away some prizes, doing some picks to see, you know, competition picks to see where everybody at. Once my nephew is back next week, we'll be ready to, you know, tally up and keep everybody's record of how many wins they had and how many losses they have for week one. And, you know, maybe the winner, if Juan come back again next week, maybe we'll, and Juan, and if he come back, we'll keep the score with me, Juan, and my nephew, or anybody else who want to participate and want to pick 2 or 3 games every Sunday. Well, basically, we're going to do 3 games. If you want to pick 3 games every Sunday, let me know, and I'll keep a record, and I'll keep a count and see, you know, who's winning percentages better and who's losing percentages higher. But with that being said, we're going to end this with a nice sports song. Oh, don't forget to tune in, what's this, Wednesday? Oh, no, okay, my sister's not having a podcast tomorrow night, so she won't be here tomorrow night. So we just tune in Friday to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast at 8 o'clock. And, you know, Saturday we got the Talk About It All. This is the last month for Shadi, and Let's Talk About It All. He's taking his podcast to YouTube. And then we got Sunday, Point of Impact. And don't forget the up and coming Dollar Dash every Monday night. And then Tuesday night, don't forget the ABCs of Finance with Mr. Solution and Yvonne Janae on Tuesday nights. If you're not tuning in on Tuesday, you don't know what you're missing out on. They really giving out a lot of informative information on finances. It's really a good show. I appreciate it. I'm looking for the outro song. It's in here somewhere. Okay, I got it right here. Okay, everybody, I tune in again. Thanks for tuning in to the Small Time Hustler Sports Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. You know, it's always good when you get the first show out the way. I broke my virginity, so I got the first show out the way. And, you know, I see everybody Friday on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. You know, where we get crazy, no filter, no holds barred, raw and uncut relationship talk at its best from the relationship and sex coach, myself, Jay Sean, Mr. Fuck Love. Or should I say Mr. F. Love? I should use profanity on a sports podcast. Oops, I slipped out. All right, everybody, good night. Let's go. It's football time. Get your man cave together. Get you a Budweiser, a Michelob, a Coors Light. Look at all the sponsors I'm getting out. I just need one of them to sponsor just one of my shows, and we'll be good. Everybody, good night. I'll see you next week. I'll see you Friday. All right. Peace and blessings.
Not winning the MVP this year.
I'm taking Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is Tiger Woods in his prime at the Masters.
Okay.
No one was ever favored over Tiger at the Masters when he was in his prime. No one should be favored over Patrick Mahomes because we saw what he did last year. You took away arguably the most dangerous receiver, the most dangerous player in the NFL in Tyreek Hill, and what did he do? He goes out and throws for 5,250 yards, 41 touchdowns, wins the league MVP and the Super Bowl MVP. And he just did it in a different way. You didn't have the 50, 60-yard touchdowns, but he's dynamic. as he's ever been. And so until somebody proves otherwise, and look, there are a lot of newcomers. I mean, not newcomers, but...